Daily Rest, Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. This week's devotion theme is Heavenly Minded. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:1-2. Remember your resurrection. Why should we set our mind on things above when we are living here on the earth? There are deadlines to meet, assignments to complete, kitchens and bathrooms to clean. I'm too busy to have my head in the clouds, dreaming of heaven. Yes, you are in the world, but you are no longer part of the world. Remember your resurrection. Christ has given you a new life, a new reason to live, and a new way to live. Look at what Paul said a few verses before chapter 3. He said, "You were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him." Christ has given you a new life, a new reason to live, and a new way to live. Look at what Paul said a few verses before chapter 3. He said, "You were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Colossians 2:12-13. When Christ died, we died with him. And when he rose and went to heaven, we rose and went with him. That's how Paul describes it in Ephesians. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:6 NIV. So, while we are living in this world, our life is already with Christ. We are to meet our responsibilities here on earth with the mindset of Christ. Notice we are to seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. The right hand of God is a position of power and authority. Christ is not on vacation now after finishing the hard work of our redemption. He is ruling